Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. 6 till 7 Pacific time, then anybody who has nothing better to do or just cannot wait to listen to my show, please go to LA Talk Radio and just find Accent On. We are live right now, and also we are live for everybody on Facebook to hear us and see us. And I am very excited about this very new situation that we have here in our studio. Thank you, boss. We are talking about boss Sam Hansen. Yes, he is giving us this possibility to be seen and heard. But today is this very, very, very unusual show. People know that I love Mondays. People hate Mondays, but I love, because this is the day of my show for past 6 years. That's where I am on this chair. And I'm just celebrating my guests' life, stories, and everything what I can bring to people to find out more about them. I'm just looking like that because I would like to know people. Hi, people again. Today, in a studio, we are very busy. We can take our headphones off if somebody wants, or we can stay with headphones, whoever likes it. Today, in a studio... Oh my gosh, what an international show. We have a hair. Well, let's start maybe from this side. Okay. What is your name, Mr. Peter?
Hello. My name is Peter, last name in Polish Wrubel, in English Rubel.
Okay, and what is really, really upsetting me, you don't have an accent.
No, I do not, but if... Sometimes, if you really want to,
he can do it.
I just want it.
When I go to Poland, sometimes I have an accent. When I come here, I don't have an accent.
Marvelous. Yeah. You really can. You're speaking perfectly. And obviously, you have a reason why you speak so well, because you have a history in this country, which we'll come back to it after I introduce everybody. Then, oh my gosh, Mr. Ben, what is your name?
Hello, everyone. My name's Ben, last name in French, Balducci. In English, Balducci.
That's good. I thought that you maybe are a little Italian, but really, I like Balducci. Again?
Balducci.
Balducci. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And you are originally from?
From France, Paris.
From France, and he has an accent.
A little bit. More English, though, isn't it?
You are so messed up. We couldn't find out from Natasha what accent you really have, because I met you maybe 2 weeks ago, and this is a very sweet story. That's my life. I always meet people, and just I fall in love with them, and they become my friends forever. I know with you, probably would be like that. In the middle of the night, I'm walking my dog, okay? Beautiful Porsche, my dog, who just, I thought, got stung by the bee. Then what we are doing, my daughter, who is with us here. Hi, Natasha.
Hello.
She's hiding. I don't know if people can see her, but Natasha said, Mama, we are going to hospital. Okay, it's middle of the night. It's like 10 at night. Where is the hospital open? Where is now? We found one.
Yeah. And
we can see her. Hi,
yeah.
Natashka.
Hi.
Did you already put and share our show on my computer?
Sharing.
You are sharing too?
I
love it. Boy, we are so computerized. Anyway, we took our Porsche to the Conejo. What is the name of the place that you are working?
Conejo Valley Veterinary Hospital.
Yes, and we were shocked how beautiful this place is first. And was just like In-N-Out Burger. Was so many animals coming and going. And our Porsche was there too. We were so nervous. But they took my child, Porsche, and they said, she's fine. But she had some eyes problem. Then I say, I'm waiting. I'm here already. I probably need to meet the doctor and just maybe I will get some prescription. And that's how I met Mr. Doctor from France. Ben, is a really, really pleasure. Not only my dog looks beautiful, her eyes are great, but your life story is just so amazing that I cannot wait to share your life story. For the so young gentleman, you really accomplished so much in your life. And I'm very proud of you. Okay, I love young people who are very smart. Then I have another young gentleman who is here a lot, and I really think that practically part of the show I may be made for the reason to just celebrate Polish Film Festival, LA, and friendship with Władek Juszkiewicz. Hi, Władeczku.
Hello, hello.
Yes, Władek Juszkiewicz, he just was, I think, first guest on my show when we were filming also. Then I had another show on the camera, and you started Accent on the Best of Poland in Europe, and you are there for last 6 years. I wish every my
I think
show.
People are tired of me already.
I don't think so, but you are bringing so many interesting people, and they're mostly actors, because when they are coming for our
actors and filmmakers,
directors, when they are coming for Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, and this will be 19th years. He is a director and founder for this very, very big film festival. Then I'm just proud to be your friend, first and foremost. And I cannot imagine, you probably already thinking, oh, it's 6 months. I got a show big 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yes. You will be doing another film festival that is long, 14 days long, yes?
Not in 2 weeks, because it's festival is in October.
In October, but I say the festival is long, 2 weeks long, mostly.
Almost, 8-10 days.
That's so much headache. I wouldn't sleep. I don't know how you are sleeping. And then we have my beautiful daughter here, who is seen, and I'm very, very happy, Natasha Miraja. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
And thank you for just making from the work and being here. May I say where you work or not? You are working at Lionsgate, and what are you doing there? Come on, closer.
I'm coming.
Okay, she comes. Okay, no exit.
I do creative advertising and marketing for Lionsgate Films and Lionsgate Premiere. So I help with all of the trailers, key art, posters that we share for our marketing for our films.
And what is the newest film that we need to just look for and go and see?
A lot of great films coming out for Lionsgate Premiere, specifically Down a Dark Hall with Uma Thurman and Anna Sophia Robb. It's a PG-13 teen horror film. It's really exciting.
Horror?
Producer Stephanie Meyer from Twilight, so that's,
wow,
that's really fun. And we have some exciting other films down the line that I can't share just yet. But
I really think you need to come with somebody from your company and just tell us also what's new, because why not? Why not celebrate also your company?
Yeah.
Okay, now we know everybody. Okay, Peter Wrubel.
Yes.
Like I said, I know your story in America started from age of 9. Mm-hmm. Yes? You came here originally from Warsaw.
Yep. Boy.
And what did you do after that?
So elementary, fourth grade in the United States, coming out of Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And I've always wanted to be an actor, always, age 8, 9, 10. I just did not know how to go about it, especially coming out of Washington, D.C. Sure, there's a lot of, stage theater here and there, but as far as TV and film, almost non-existent. Background, sure. So I did theater, obviously, as any kid would do in elementary, some plays. I really enjoyed that a lot. Junior high, same thing. In high school as well. I loved it in high school even more. So the passion for the acting just grew very strong. And the confirmation from others that I've had, my peers, they actually pushed me. I didn't need no pushing. I've always wanted to do it no matter what. It was always in my heart. And moved out after... after college, I moved out to LA to pursue my dream. Actually, it was supposed to be New York City or New Jersey, Hoboken, New Jersey, because it's a little bit cheaper. New York City is just way too expensive. But I did have a contact out here for my manager / agent out of Washington, D.C. That was pretty famous and did a lot of big movies for Universal Studios. So I said, okay, so I think the signs are pointing towards the right direction, and I think I'm going to go L.A. And L.A. it is.
How many years you are here?
Oh, gosh, back and forth. A good over 10, easily.
10 years.
Yeah, back and forth. It's not cheap to live in L.A.
Nope.
I had a real job that I had to go back to the East Coast and save just to do my acting over here and survive.
Okay, what is the real job, may I ask?
Well, the real, it was, I worked for a healthcare insurance.
Oh, interesting.
Closing cases on a computer. But the management said, you know what, you always talk about acting. You know, you like going there all the time. Here's the laptop. We trust you. Go right ahead. Make your dreams come true, but just make sure you produce for us. So you get a chance to work remotely, getting paid really good money, great benefits. And that's
pursuing
what I did.
Your dreams.
Exactly. So they were very nice to do that.
Thank you, whoever these people are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. When Peter, I know that you have, you'll be talking about your new movie and movie that you also co-produced, but I hope you give somewhere like thank you note to the company who really allowed you to.
Absolutely. The company got bought out by a bigger company, My job was done real quick.
Okay, you did very good for them, because now they're rich and famous too. Okay, then now you are in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I know that you were studying also a lot.
Yeah, I studied at the Beverly Hills Playhouse for about 3.5 years. My instructor was Chick Venera. He's done a lot of stuff, sitcoms, voiceovers, feature films. Robert Redford directed him in the Milagro Bainfield War in 1987. Production was 86. So I got a chance to learn from the best, and he's a non-nonsense kind of an instructor. He's Italian from New York City, so he does not play. But great teaching. I went to New York Film Academy as well. I was taught by Adam Nimoy, which is Leonard Nimoy's son. And let's see. And the Renegade Theater Lab, which is also taught by Chick Venera. Chick left at Beverly Hills Playhouse, so I continued my studies in acting, and I followed the instructor. And after that, it's just hustling, bustling, manager, getting an agent, going out there, making your own material, making short films and whatnot. But I've noticed that, there's got to be something else, because guys like me in L.A., there's a lot of them. White guys, mid, late 20s, I go to auditions and it's just clones of Peters everywhere. So it's just like
Peter.
Well, it's true, but casting, it's you got to have something special, and that's when I realized, I do speak Polish, I can make an accent. It's really rare.
Okay, they give us one or two lines.
Lines in what?
Oh yeah, accented line. You said you can make good accent. One more time, when you come and they say, "Please, can you tell us something in Polish or Russian?"
Of course. My accent is very sporadic, but sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But
really, my English is perfect.
But my English is perfect. So
that's what I always say. And
sometimes I go to auditions, especially I go to auditions when they require Polish-speaking actors. But sometimes they're much, much older, like in their 50s and 60s. But my agent still just throws me in the audition. He's like, go for it. You never know.
Yeah, of course.
So I do my lines in with the Polish accent, and then I hit him with the American,
Whoa.
So they're like, wow, you actually have no accent. Well, how is that? And then that's how we connect and talk. And
that's very, very special about you. But what is also, you think, what is the difference between you and these lines of Peters that you say they're staying and waiting for the same role? I know you have passion, but everybody says I have passion too. But something must be that you think is the magic.
Sure,
that's
sure. I mean, the accent helps a lot. And it's connecting obviously to the character, having really good reels, knowing the casting directors that you've seen for the past 5-6 years, finally now they're like, hey, Peter, right? I'm like, yes, it's only been like 5 years, but but that's how long it
you're
takes.
Very likable. I really think something is about you that's, I feel like I know you. You are like a friend, my friend. Yeah. You know, like friends of friends or friends of friends. That's a very good quality, I think.
Thank you.
Because you can sneak to people under people's skin and they think, I know him very, very well.
Yeah.
Then, wow. But yeah. Now you had something very special. I don't know if I'm jumping fast, but you can always stop me. Because you had a great event not long ago and the release of your movie, yes? That you played with
Correct.
Really cool actors.
Yeah, we just had a premiere at the Writers Guild about a week and a half ago of Miles to Go, which is starring Christian Kane and directed by Tim Russ. That project is based, well, I should say inspired by true events. So when the person that wrote the script came on set on the very first day, and I had a very emotional scene. The writer came up to me and he started crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? He was like, because it hits home. Mm. It's exactly what I envisioned. So right away, immediately, the very first day on set, I said to myself, okay, I got to handle this with very, you know, white gloves and take a very delicate look at this to make the right choices and decisions for the particular character that I'm playing. So my name of the character, it's Xander, and it's a story about, I don't want to give out too much away,
yeah.
But it's an intense story about people getting addicted to narcotics and drugs and families being torn by such situations. So I try to help out my sister that's involved in this world of drugs, and then she's family, so I have to, because I love her as well. But and then I also have a fiance that doesn't really see it my way.
Yeah.
So
choices
comes to conflict.
Make.
Exactly. So. We have a great cast.
This is something coming between you and her. So.
Yeah, actually, Vladek came to the screening. He saw the film, so it was awesome seeing Vladek at the screening. But it's the movie's done. Looking for distribution now, but we'll see how it goes. But hopefully,
again, one more time, title:
Miles to Go.
Miles to Go.
In Polish, Mile do Przejścia.
Mile do przejścia. I don't let people to learn Mile do przejścia, but if somebody wants to know, this what does it mean?
So hopefully, the producers want to get this out into Poland as well for distribution. So we'll see how it goes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, we are taking a little bit break, and we'll move maybe to the story with Dr. Ben closer to microphone.
All right.
Wonderful, Dr. Ben. How does this feels when people like me come to the office in the middle of the night and say, Dr. Ben?
It's funny, to be honest with you. I never thought...
Sorry, did you say Dr. Ben?
No, I was laughing like crazy. You just, I don't know, it's typical me. I always find something to laugh about, but he was so charming. And I'm, hi, Dr. Ben. That's true. We were laughing, and my dog red eyes, and maybe stung, but I'm like, hey, whatever, dog, you're fine. Hi, Dr. Ben. And does this feel good?
Yeah, it's weird because I never thought that people would call me like that before. You know, when I've graduated, after I graduated, and I mean, I would just normally introduce myself as Ben. And when I came here in the States, you know, everything's more formal a little
Absolutely.
Bit. So they
doctor.
Asked me, you have to say doctor in your last name. But I kind of wanted to keep this close contact with people, so I decided to use my first name as well. And so it took a bit of getting used to, you know, at first they were saying, hey, doctor, and I'd be looking around and be like, who are you talking about? You know, who are you talking to? And then... it's 8 months now, so I kind of recognize my name finally.
Oh, and again, the place that you are working and that I met you and my dog, Porsche and Natasha, is?
Conejo Valley Veterinary Hospital in Thousand Oaks. Yeah.
Very, very special place. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, amazing. I want to move in there and live there forever. They have coffee, chocolate, everything. Big place. And like I said, was camera supposed to roll there and just do reality show on a spot. I met owners of Parrot, who just hit the head on the wall. I met, tragically, not with us anymore, Peanut. There was small mouse with two beautiful girls. And everybody's coming from all over LA because this is one place that you can bring
anything. Any
animal, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything.
Any animal. The exotic, too.
Yeah, we see pretty much anything. You know, had a pig in the other day, seen bearded dragons, snakes, birds, everything.
Why people do that? Why people need your dragons? That's so scary. I don't want to even start what we had in our home, like the biggest, what is they called this, sweetie? What is this animal? Lizard, the crocodile. It was so big and came to my home, and God, thank you, neighbors came and they saved our lives. It was so big. And I was thinking about you, but you were too far away. Anyway, doctor, I want to know your life story a little bit. You are only 23 years old, and you are so, so well educated. Then could you tell us your story? You were born in France, but then you decided, or parents decided, that time to move to America?
Yeah, so I was born in Paris, and I lived there for about a year, and then with my family, we moved to the same area as you, around D.C., Washington, D.C., so I lived there for 4 years. And
maybe you both went to the same school. later we'll find out.
And then after that, so after 4 years of living in Washington, we went back to France for about, I think, 10 years, and then again to Washington again for the second time, another 4 years. And then when I was 17, I moved to London to go to vet school. And then here I am now.
So okay, London. You decided to not pick any of London schools. They are like a royal.
Yeah,
is this only because of title is so special, or is it really royal? Could you tell us name of the school? Sounds so cool.
Yeah, so the school is, I think, one of the first ones in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. It's called the Royal Veterinary College of London, and it's within a bunch of universities within London. And actually, what made me choose this school as well is that, well, first of all, I wanted to live in London because London sounds like a cool place, and it was. I really love London. But also, it's actually recognized by the United States, so if I wanted to come work here, it would be easy. I mean, still a lot of exams to pass and stuff, but the equivalency is easier. So that's what I did, because I was able to come here afterwards because of that as well.
And people, I'm saying again, he's a surgeon.
A little bit, yeah. Sometimes.
You like the internal medicine also? Mm-hmm. Is your specialty?
Well, I'm not a specialist, so to do specialty, you have to do residency, which is another 4 years. But I'm just a general practitioner, but we do a lot of surgery as well.
Oh, gosh.
Internal surgery, soft tissue.
And you are saving left and right lives of animals, because I tried to text on Natashka, and you're like, I'm trying to save turtle. I'm like, stop texting. He's now saving life of turtle. And she's like, okay, mommy, maybe in like 1 hour. And then mostly you're staying long nights in this place, which 23 years old gentleman, America, Los Angeles, yeah, life is good. Yes. But no, what you are doing really is so beautiful, so amazing. You are so charming again.
Thank you.
Now, outside of that, I will finish a little bit later, because this is not all what you want to do. You have planned for more travels and more studying. Okay, what do you want to study? Because you are here for 3 more months. Everybody who has animal that needs help, where we are going to see Dr. Ben too? Conejo?
Valley Veterinary Hospital.
Yes, in Thousand Oaks. Genius place. And you can meet Ben there too for another 3 months. That anything goes wrong, that's Dr. Ben. And request Dr. Ben. But yes, you are leaving.
No pressure.
No, my dog eyes look beautiful. I want her eyes right now. She's just perfectly fine. Okay. But you will be studying again in London.
Yeah. So, before I went to vet school, I kind of had in the back of my mind to do something else afterwards as well. And I wasn't too sure exactly what I wanted to do. So I was applying here and there, talking a lot with my mom, because she's also a vet that didn't ever practice. Actually, she always went to business and, you know, research as well. So I was chatting with her a lot about what to do. And I've been applying here left and right about master's degrees. And I got into one in London, which sounds pretty cool. It's called Risk and Disaster Science. And so it's going back into math and physics, and which is something not really studied in a while. But, you know, we'll give it a go and see how it goes. But, you know, it's a 1-year program, so it's something to discover.
You got accepted already.
I did, yeah.
Hello, math and physics. So. Yeah, better.
I know, right? I need to up my game a little bit. But, you know, it's something I want to try. I want to see what it's like. You know, maybe I like it, maybe I won't. But I want to see what's out there a little bit, learn more than just pure science and veterinary, and see what happens. But, you know, I plan on still practicing on the side, you know, still doing some work and, you know, reliefing on the side and doing some vet work as well. So.
And in the meantime, you were growing up and you were traveling all around the world. You were working in Australia.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What you were doing there?
So I work 3 weeks in Sydney and 3 weeks in Adelaide, at the zoos basically. So working with large animals in zoos. So it was really cool. Actually, we did a lot of procedures on elephants and rhinos, and you know.
How do you know that elephant hurts?
Well, he had a toothache, so we took the tooth out. And he did really well, you know.
How much of medication you need to give to elephant to make him sleep?
Like this entire room?
No.
No, I mean, it went really well, actually. You know, he just fell and the tooth fell out. So we had a dentist flying from South Africa and a bunch of us working together. So that was really fun, really enjoyed it. And, you know, all these animals are so cool, and people in that world as well are so nice. So people in zoos are really passionate about animals and conservation and stuff. So I was really lucky to work with all these great people.
You like to travel?
I do. I've always traveled. You know, I've been around the world, I guess, probably. I have those maps, you know, you can scratch out which countries you've been to, and a lot of them are scratched out. So.
Wow. Okay, no, but you are 23 mm-hmm. and you are so serious that people say impossible. Yes, impossible because you also love sport.
Yeah, I do a lot of sports from the beginning. So.
And you were like tennis player and pretty good one?
I used to be, I guess. I was playing competition levels when I was in the States, but then when I moved to university, I kind of stopped and played more rugby than anything else at that point, and still played this year. I'm a bit injured right now, so I haven't played for a little bit. But yeah, I played a lot of rugby, really.
That sounds so royal. Okay, and then I know you'll be laughing, but you have a beautiful sister, two sisters, yes?
Mm-hmm, two sisters and a brother.
And yes, and a brother. Then one of the sisters is classically trained. She plays.
Yeah, so my oldest sister, hey, Chloe. She.
What is her name?
Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
she plays bassoon. So she's studying bassoon, which is like a big tube, wooden tube, a musical instrument. She's gonna hate me for describing it like
it's
that.
It's a really big one. It's very unusual that a woman will take on this type of instrument.
And she's really, really good. And so she lives in Germany and studying in Germany. So,
Chloe, maybe we'll meet you in May. Yeah, exactly. Who knows? You never know.
Exactly, right?
Come perform here.
Yes. Yeah, it's so true. And then another sister, she's
in London.
She's in London.
She also plays music as well, but she's not studying music. She plays the flute on her own time, but she studies politics and economics in London.
Okay, brother, another brother. What the brother is doing?
He's 12, so he's still in school.
Okay, brother, you need to play tennis, then rugby.
Yeah, he plays a lot of basketball, so it's exciting to come to
the States. What is his name?
Paul-Emile.
Paul-Emile.
Yeah.
What a beautiful name. Never heard this name before.
It's a French name, yeah. So
very lovely.
So it's two names together. Yeah. It's a nice name, yeah. Like
Paul and
Emile.
Oh, Paul and Emile. Hi, Paul and Emile.
Hello.
Paul and Emile.
So you write separate or you write
together? Put them together, this hyphen in the middle.
Okay, then we'll let you say hi to mommy and daddy because they also travel, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So my dad is in Canada right now and my mom's in France, in Toulouse.
And you both have very similar parents. I don't want to talk on the air. Let's make this little mistake. When they come back, maybe we'll say. But yes, your parents maybe will move soon too from France again, yes?
Yes, they should do, I think. Yeah, so I think they should be moving to Canada soon.
Oh, boy. Then maybe you'll be living in Canada.
Yeah, who knows?
No!
I mean, I'm open to going anywhere.
Cold! Okay.
You're going to Poland. It's cold in Poland.
Yes, but that's my country. I don't complain. Cold is cold everywhere. Wonderful. Do you like LA?
I do. You know, the scenery is awesome. The weather compared to London is another thing, you know. But I really like it. It's a cool place. I mean, I live close to Malibu, so I get to go to the beach quite often and do a lot of things. Traffic's a nightmare, though.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I think we can all agree on this.
Only traffic you don't like?
It's hard adapting to the culture, I think. Yes. I don't know what you thought. I thought it was very different to the East Coast.
Yeah, it is. It's actually, to me, it was a culture shock.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just two different worlds. Yeah. It really, really is. Washington, D.C., it's a little bit... Northeast is a little bit like
more European.
Europe.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. L.A., it's kind of like...
own thing.
Everything at once. Just throw it at a blackboard, see if it sticks. Mm-hmm. There was an actor who, aspiring actress, who actually wanted to come out here and do her acting. She's like, describe LA for me. And I was like, well, think of it this way. It's like a bus stop. A lot of people come. A lot of people go. It's dirty. It's not
huge.
The cleanest. And it's
massive.
Large.
Yeah.
It's smelly. you'll make some good friends, you'll make some bad friends, and eventually most people leave. So
yes, yes. They try to find, yes, it's like stuff.
Especially after earthquake.
Okay, but Władysław, Władysław, director of Polish Film Festival and founder, this year, 19th year, will
yes,
be
it's
celebrating,
coming.
It's coming.
It's coming soon, but October.
But you are here more than 30 years, yes?
36 years,
and all the stops, all the what we are talking about for you is like no new news. How was for you to adapt to Los Angeles life?
I was in Los Angeles before I came for good. I was traveling with the choir, so I was in America twice. First on the East Coast, traveling from New York, Buffalo, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Washington, see, and New York, and the second time was New York, Vancouver, and Los Angeles. So somehow, kind of, I know what to expect, what to like, what to don't like, but you don't always follow the idea that I will come here and I will not be with contact these people or that people, but you know it's just. It happened what happened, and very very many things happened by accident. And it was... I was traveling, it was great. And in Poland was very difficult during the communist time. Mm-hmm. But when I get to university, I decide to join the choir because I knew that they travel. I wasn't very fan of singing at the time.
But the travel sounds good.
But the travel...
Oh, because I didn't mention why I talk about music. I'm so sorry. I need to go back. My rewind, Ilona. Because you play saxophone.
Not well.
Not well. But you wanted to travel well. And you decided, why not, yes?
Yeah. I can blow in and make a noise. I don't know if that's called music.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But I know you sing very well because we know your choir, and choir is just amazing. So many wonderful people singing beautifully. You are part of the choir too. But then you decided to do something that, I don't know, if, like wake up one day. I think I will start Polish Film Festival. That's how it was 19 years ago. You woke up one day, coffee and that?
Not exactly that.
Okay.
As I said, by accident, I met people who are in the movie industry and with Paul Leader, and because somebody was looking for a script and somebody introduced me to Paul. And I met him like in September and December. I was already working with him on his next film, and then we worked together for 10 years making movies. And fortunately, he was heavy smoker, so the lungs gave up, and I just left alone, kind of. And I said I have to do something. So there was the film festival.
And 19 years later, the last film festival. How many films people were watching?
Last year, I was even surprised myself, was 100 films.
Mm. 100 films.
Not with short films, long films, but all categories, the documentary, animation, yep. Short and feature. But it was really first time that we
beautiful
screened
and
that many films. I decide which film to screen, and when you watch the films, you always have a hard time to say
yes or
show
no.
It or not show it.
Yeah.
So this is what happened that it came up to 100.
But for everybody who listened to our conversation right now, we want to tell them that this is not only Polish Film Festival. This is you invite almost. If anybody who is a Polish is a part of the movie, they always are welcome.
Our definition of Polish film, it's a film made by Pole or with Polish talent or outside of Poland or in Poland. It doesn't matter what. And this is how came to Peter that we screened his film because he was in. And probably we'll screen his new film too because of him. So the film is lucky because they have him.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll
so
screen
cool.
and the festival. It's the way how we can strongly introduce people to Polish film, because he made a film here, and when he will bring his people to the festival, that way we introduce to the festival, maybe they will come see other films. So we try to not to just show the films, but bring subjects which are universal and people can identify with that and bring others, say, because most people, oh, Polish film, I don't speak Polish. You know, you don't have to speak Polish.
So international. Also
I can go, you mean? I can go and listen, watch
a film. Absolutely.
I'll understand.
Yeah, yes. because all films are with English subtitles, yeah, if they are not in Polish. Not mean in English or sometimes in different languages, but they're always subtitles. So there's never a film. If somebody cannot produce subtitles, we don't screen because we don't people to think that there's a Polish film festival, it means that you have to speak Polish. No. So this is the time of introducing the films, but again, the city is the place, as I mentioned, 300 festivals, film festivals a year, and right now, for example, it's the April and May, it's the
busiest.
Very heavy on the festivals. So right now, it ended the Indian Film Festival. And it's right now is the Czech Film Festival. They call it Czech film. It is funny.
Then French.
And then it's coming French film festival, Coca-Cola French Festival. Then Jewish Film Festival. And then Southeast European Film Festival. And Steering Europe, it's the film of European Union. So if all the consulates get together and each country shows one film, so it's kind of busy. But beside that, there is a retrospective Andrzej Wajda at Northridge at Sisson, and every Thursday, it's free and it's till end of May. And one more interesting thing, it's a play called America, not America, but America in Polish. It's a story about. History about Poland and America last 250 years.
Wow, that's a long movie.
It's a play.
Oh, and a long play.
It's interesting because you can learn a lot about the similarity and involvement of Poles in America.
Yeah. A lot of history.
Kościuszko, Pułaski, yeah. and if you know Kościuszko. I don't know if anybody knows the name, but if you look for the monuments in United States,
it's a lot.
So Kościuszko is the second in line after Washington of the monuments in America. So he is very well known, but if you'll ask American
people.
Why
he's known, like, huh?
And he was the first one who was fighting slavery because he was dedicating his all money because they couldn't pay him. Because he was foreigner, he was involved in the army, and eventually when they decided to pay him, he said okay, because he was very friendly with the African American people, and he said okay, there's the money, and I want you to ask the president of the United States buy those people and give them land and but of course
what he trained Union soldiers, correct? For battles,
yeah, right. And he designed the fort on East Coast. Yep. So he in the military they know him.
Now everybody learn the name of Kościuszko. Thank you so much for that. We'll take a little bit break because for me, this song that is coming right now to everybody's ears is very important. Natasha Mira, that's her stage name. This is her first song on her album that she's working on. Song is called Calling Out to Me. And I don't know if you have something that you would like to tell us about your project. Two, three lines. I know she doesn't like to really talk too much about that.
You'd be surprised being your daughter about not wanting to talk so much.
Jesus, no chance. She needs to say, but maybe two lines. So you were waiting until you were 23 to start working on your first solo album, which is a singer-songwriter album.
Well, I've always been writing and recording music, but I think I finally found the song and the sound that most resembles what I've always wanted for my music and what I've envisioned for myself. And The song Calling Out to Me, I worked with Dan Solovitz. It actually started as trailer music. And
I think you need to listen right now on the speakers, Mr. Vlade, because you are so knowing what we are talking about, yes?
So my music is kind of a passion between my work life, which is in the film industry, and my personal life and my passions with music. So it's cinematic, large, bigger than life, epic score music with a singer-songwriter melody.
And the whole album will be very, very similar, dramatic and bigger than life. And I'm asking myself, who, like, people heard my song, is all about pop, all about dance, all about rock and pop. And now I have my daughter, whose style is completely different, and waiting for the right moment in life is very, very, very important for all of us, because the right time always will come.
And meeting the right people. Thank you, Dan Solovitz.
Thank you, Dan Solovitz. I worked with this gentleman for many, many years. We did so many great albums, but now he is taking care of and writes and arranges and produces for Natasha Mira. Natasha Mira, Calling Out to Me.
Yes.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I wanna be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I.
So much. Song
very
is
nice.
Bigger than life.
It does sound a little bit like music, like a film music. Doesn't
yes.
it?
I was
yeah.
thinking of,
yeah.
not to be selfish, but Miles to Go.
Oh, okay. Please.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Films.
I think that's what she really wants to do. She wants to write for the films. And I don't know where this came from, but like I say, her heart is bigger than life.
Well, I mean, from whom?
I will shock people in a moment. Sound of my music. Okay, I will play the difference between mother and daughter and yes, people, just for fun. Okay, easy come, easy go, Ilona.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no.
That's my motto in life. I'm stronger every day. And I think the difference between his style and music is really, really big. But again, music is cool. That's what we love to do. We have an actor and producer, really, because you also have a movie that you co-produced and was produced in Honduras? Where was it?
It was shot entirely on location in Honduras and a couple of islands in Honduras. And the name of the project is called Into the Light.
Okay.
It's again, it's based on a well, inspired by true events. And one of my best friends wrote it. He also produced it, directed as well. So it's completely done. It played in Honduras. They're trying to take it to some film festivals in Miami because it's in Spanish only.
Okay.
So a lot of Hispanic film festivals will definitely take a look at it. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wonderful. But now you are co-producing. This is something really a little different and probably exciting.
Well, it is. I mean, when you're in this business, you kind of have to do, you have to kind of put your hats all over the place. You need to learn how to produce. You need to learn
Are you singing?
How to write. I'm not, I don't
Are you
sing.
Dancing?
My dad was a ballroom dancer. But
oh.
But no singing. Although
she can fix that.
I can fix that, yes. No, I'm coaching others.
This you can't. So.
Even my dog can sing. I can teach everybody.
But yeah, so we'll see.
Wonderful. Okay, if people want to get in touch with you, and maybe who knows who
sure.
listens, how we can find you?
Yeah, you can look me up on Instagram. First name Peter, last name Robel, W-R-O-B as in boy, E-L-L. There's only one, and that's me. You can Google me. Let's see, on Twitter, it's the same, first name, last name, and same thing on Facebook.
Okay. I know the doctor, Ben. Your name again is Ben?
Balducci.
Ben Balducci.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. We can talk about his movie because we are keeping our fingers crossed that John Krasinski will win maybe Oscar soon. Yeah. But then we'll come back to it.
He directed and played.
And he, yes, Polish, very known actor in America. But I know you are private and I love that too. You know, I'm like, hey, everybody can see everything about me. But really, not supposed to be like that.
So.
But yes, nobody, if somebody wants to bring elephant or something to take care of, how we can find you in London now? Soon?
Yeah, soon to be in London. But for now, I guess, I think if you Google the practice, you can find me on the practice website. Or I think if you Google my name as well, it might come up on the practice. So.
Then right now, if somebody wants really to just meet you or something, still Conejo Valley?
Yeah, Conejo or Facebook, I guess. My first name, and Ben and Balducci, B-A-L-D-U-C-C-H-I.
Okay.
Complicated, so I never say it. But
that's very good. Could you show people the T-shirt that I bought, bought to you? It was not like I'm running around and buying people's presents, but maybe because we see people, this is so fun because he's so tired and he always said, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so sleepy because, of course, he's working very hard. And one thing's what I'm doing after work is going to home and watch what?
It fits.
Friends. But I was shopping for presents for Paul and I'm like, no new friends, and I know he's no more friends, but hopefully he has many episodes that he can watch before he leaves, you know, because he's so tired here. And then again, people can go to Facebook and just if
Instagram,
they really want, if they're nice, because we don't know if they're nice, but maybe or on Instagram, then your name, but your name is spelled unusually. Could you spell because that's
name.
Yes, could you cross it to microphone?
So B-A-L-D-U-C-C-H-I.
Yes, that's very unusual spelling for this name.
I think it's got from Italian origins, but originally I come from an island off the south of France called Corsica, so that's kind of where it got that twist.
Yeah.
It used to be Italian, then it went French, then Italian, French again, now it's French.
Lovely. So we love you. We are thankful first and foremost how great doctor you are, and the place that you are working is right now our home, away from home.
except I'm glad.
Yeah, of course, and Porsche is lagging you. And then we will be hopefully seeing you a little bit before you go. Then thank you for coming today.
No, thanks
and then
for
you can
us.
Go and know new friends, but watch more episodes of Friends. Peter Wrubel, I love you so much because I know I met you before on a Polish Film Festival, and I'm thankful very much to meet you in person. And of course, any news, you are coming here first, and we are announcing, we are having more interviews. And of course, Władek Juszkiewicz. If somebody wants to be a new friend for Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, how we can get in touch with you?
They
the easiest way.
They can go on our website, Polish film Aleda.org. We have a Facebook, we have YouTube, so they can find us anywhere. And we're talking about t-shirts, so this is our our poster.
Now we can see this is a new poster. Poster was done by?
It's taken from painting of Danuta Rothschild, who is right now in Florida, and we find out the painting, and she allowed us to use as our poster. So this is...
Just congratulations, proud. 6 months, because October is already half year. Everybody, please, I don't know how to explain how special this film festival is. I'm not saying about opening night, which is a red carpet, 600 people with food and vodka and great-looking people.
And it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And it's in beautiful place.
Egyptian theater.
I'm telling you, people, it's so classy. And the films that you can go and see there, they are no like others.
The films were screened at Lemley in Santa Monica and North Hollywood and in two universities. Northridge and USC.
Yes, and I don't want to even mention the students are coming for students. If somebody is student, they pay very little to see.
Yeah, the students are free to come to.
Can you imagine?
Any films the documentary shorts and animations are free for everybody, but the features are free. Additionally, for the students, the rest. I'm sorry, has too little pay, but...
Of course, but you know, the Europeans are giving for free for youth the best what we can to offer to them, and then we need to pay for a little bit, but really a little bit for people who have money. And if somebody have really money and wants to know more about Polish Film Festival, again, go to...
PolishFilmLayer.org. And if anybody is Polish or Polish roots and make the film here, please contact me and...
That's very, very exciting, which means anybody who has some little Polish blood and has talent can also talk to Peter Wrubel. He can be maybe part of the new creation. You never know what's going on. And just we will call and connect or just go straight to Władek Juszkiewicz on Facebook. You are responding very, very fast to everything. And of course, every links and names are mentioned on the Facebook, on Accent On, or Ilona Europa. Then whoever wants to find us, we are there. We are here everywhere. But for today, what you are planning today to do?
Well, I'm going to go to the gym in about an hour. So.
That's annoying. You still need to think about muscles and all of these things.
Well, you know, it's a competition. This town I have to. So,
do you like it or you need to?
I need to, and I like it. So, okay. Yeah.
What about the beautiful young gentleman?
Get
no
some food.
New friends. Get some food.
Yeah, I just woke up before I came here. So,
oh, I know.
Food. Me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then chill a little bit.
Oh, okay. And of course, friends.
Maybe.
You'll be watching, and
maybe,
then you'll go and sleep.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
Lovely.
He's gonna binge watch, friends.
Yeah, probably a little bit with the t-shirt.
Do you have the time to exercise here? I know that you were spending the time in Utah and stuff like that. You were going here and there, yes.
I do sometimes. I injured my shoulder playing rugby, so I've been
excuses. Excuses. The royal game. Really, you cannot. Yeah, I tell you, the sport hurts.
It does. It does hurt. My body feels
like rugby, yeah, especially. Yeah.
Wow.
Football, rugby.
And tennis. You are lefty or righty?
Right. Hand, yeah.
But left. Then why left?
Oh, if I go to the gym, I need to use both hands.
Equal.
Vladek, I don't want to ask
I'm
you.
I'm not strong enough to lift things with just one hand. Yeah. I'm working on it. But
big muscle here, but the rest, who cares? What about you? What are you doing when you are not working? Because it seems like when it comes to creativity, we never sleep.
Oh, I'm always working. Myself. Yeah. After that, I will go home and watch some movies because they send me some links. So it's if you choose 100 films, you have to watch few hundred, so
that's a lot.
That's really, really crazy. And you also have people who are watching sometimes with you, yes? You have like jury who pre-screens.
Then during the festival, yeah, we have jurors who judge the each category, animation, documentary, feature, short, and we have a competition for the composers too.
Oh wow!
For debut of
do you have composition like song compositions, like then Natasha can submit her big amazing calling out to me song?
this is not yet. The old score for future. So
it will be trailer music or stuff like that. We can start working on that. All USC students will be submitting like crazy. They are so talented. She was working right now on her first video, which most of people involved, they are from USC, and all classical instruments are there included. It will be so beautiful. But again, when you have great friends, when you have great schools that are going, and you have amazing amount of people who love you for what you do for so many years in Los Angeles, we are always one phone call away from what we need and who we need to do something for us.
Yes, exactly.
And Accent On, of course, is always here every
thank
Monday.
You, Accent On. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely. And even when you'll be in London, I want to know if you are saving the world, because the humanitarian part of it, minus the physics and chemics, which scares me. You know, this is in 1 year, you need to master all of that, and then who knows where they will send you.
Exactly, who knows? We'll find out. Maybe I'll be back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we need to have disaster here, then you come.
Well, yeah.
Disaster here is every day, like we say. We have little disasters, funny disasters, you know. I love you people so much. Natashka, what are you doing right now after work? She'll be probably eating and sleeping. That's all what we do. But I'm hoping that people enjoy our show. And thank you again for guests and myself, Ilona Europa. I will be here next week on Monday. Until then, Acting On say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.